You're
so... I'm not ashamed. I think everybody would have done this. I think you would have done this too.
I don't know. I get all nervous when I hear other people's personal, like, talking, like,
really?
Knowing that I'm not listening.
Okay. All right. Here, you guys decide. You're the Buzz listener jury. 2222899. Jerk or justified to intentionally eavesdrop on someone else's conversation. Now, you're in public. It's a public setting.
Yeah.
Because the other day, and I don't want to be too specific just in case the dude's listening, but man, he had good gossip. His life is really interesting. Anyhow, my daughter, 14-year-old, and I were sitting out on this back patio area with a whole bunch of picnic tables, and so happened the two dudes at the table behind us were having some good conversation.
You eavesdropped on a juicy guy conversation?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I thought you were talking about just this catty
no.
girl stuff.
Does it change your opinion? So
no.
It was two guys, and you could tell they didn't know each other that well, because this one guy, he looked younger. And, you know, you kind of look over to see what they look like without them knowing that you're looking at them. You're like, ooh, yeah. Anyhow, he looked millennial-esque with the beard and the, you know, whatever.
Man bun?
No, I don't think he had a man bun. He was talking to this older guy, not too old, but, you know, and kind of telling about his life. And so you could tell they were just kind of, I'm like, wow, this is TMI if this is your first time having lunch together. But. Oh my gosh, the gossip. We couldn't help it. We're both like, shh, what'd he say now? Because I'm kind of hard of hearing because I'm getting older, you know? So I'm like, what did he say? My daughter's like translating what he said. What, like, this is good.
Okay, was it one of these things where they'd say something and you guys would like hunch your shoulders and be like,
that? Yeah.
Were you reacting to what they were saying?
My daughter was shocked. This is like... a lesson in, you know, she's so sheltered. I know. I've sheltered her. So now when she's listening to his life story, she's like appalled by the decisions that he's made in his life.
I want to cross the city without a GPS.
So you tell me,
okay.
Is it jerk or justified to intentionally eavesdrop on someone else's really good, juicy conversation?
Obviously, you're in the judgment zone personally here this morning because you did that. You know, morally, not so cool.
What?
Socially, definitely not cool. I'm going to have to vote jerk.
You don't want me to tell you the gossip?
Ah,
it's killing you right now. You want me to tell you?
No, I don't really care.
Okay, that's because you don't know what it is. I mean, this is good.
Is it going to change my life? Change my life.
Well, I
don't want to hear about it.
Does it change your life? It's entertainment. This was like I had the TV on. It was almost like I was... good.
All right, then what do you say? 222 Buzz. Is it jerk or is it justified? Intentionally?
Yeah.
Eavesdrop.
I mean, we stopped our conversation mid-sentence just so we could listen in.
To intentionally eavesdrop on someone's conversation.
Yeah.
Jerk or justified?
I'm justified.
Yes, okay. See?
Come on. It's, would you like someone overhearing your private conversations?
People do it all the time.
It's not private if you're outside in the public area.
Right.
Oh,
thank you.
But it's a jerk move.
It was good gossip. Only the people who say justified, I will tell you what the gossip was. Okay, everybody else, if you want to know the gossip, you have to vote justified.
Oh, yeah, come on now. All right, so thank you. And 222-2899. 222 Buzz is the number on the judgment zone to intentionally eavesdrop.
Yeah.
Is it jerk or justified?
I think it's justified.
Yes, okay. See, this feels good.
Because if it was private, they should walk away.
Yeah.
But maybe they thought it was private, that you couldn't hear them.
Well, you can't. Like, we're sitting right there next to them.
Yeah, they kind of want you to hear it.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't walk away.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If this jury votes this to be justified, I will share the juicy gossip with everybody.
Oh, my God. That is brutal.
Right.
You cannot entice the jury like
that. Yes,
you can't entice the jury like
yep.
that.
Yep. Bribery works in court.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
222-2899 to eavesdrop intentionally. With purpose.
Yeah.
Listen in on someone's juicy conversation.
Definitely justified.
Thank you.
Sandy, you should get hearing aids then.
Thanks. Hi, Buzz. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
It's justified. 5.
Oh, yeah. This jury wants to know the gossip.
Just think of it as an episode of General Hospital. You know, you go around the corner and you're listening to Sonny and Carly. It's the same thing.
I love the analogy. Thank you. That's a good one.
Real good. 222 Buzz. Let's go here. Hi to Buzz. Is it Jerk or Justified? Hello.
Hi.
Who do you think?
I think it's Justified. Now I want to hear all the juicy details.
It was interesting. Very interesting.
If the verdict is justified, Sandy's...
Thank you. Why? What do you mean you shouldn't?
I don't know. It's private. Hi to the Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Justified.
Okay, I like how this is happening here. This is a good jury. Good jury this morning.
I don't know. We may have to have a mistrial on this one.
How can you have a mistrial when everybody has said it's justified?
Okay, you're right. What am I supposed to say?
You're going to say, tell me the gossip is what you're going to say. It absolutely is.
Oh, my God.
You go ahead. Intentionally eavesdrop. You are okay. It's justified.
As soon as Judgment Zone ended, you walked out of the room, and I got a call from this lady a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And she thought it was justified, but then she's like, but it's a jerk thing to say the juice back on the radio again.
Why?
Why do you think?
You don't. The guy's not standing right here. I'm not giving names. I don't know what his name is, actually.
Ah, okay.
I'm not giving location.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would have a problem with it because he was saying it out loud. I mean, I could hear him. I was at the table next to him. I could hear him. He was fine. He sounded confident of his decisions in life.
Is it that juicy?
I thought it was.
Oh, my God.
So do you want me to tell you or not? The jury voted justified to eavesdrop intentionally on someone's conversation.
I've been like trying to take the high road, but gossip.
Forget the high road. Never gets you anywhere.
Oh, magnetic.
Okay.
It's so...
Yeah,
I kind of want to know, but I don't want to know.
You are typically the guy who does not want to miss out on anything.
You know me.
Okay, here's the story. He was saying...
Oh, my God, here we go.
He was saying how he was discharged from the military because he had a night with this woman and she got pregnant. And the guy that he was telling this is like, oh, so you have a kid? He goes, yeah, you know, she's kid's like 12 now. And now she's coming back asking me for money. I'm not giving her money. It was 12 years ago.
Oh, my God.
So he's totally not been in this kid's life. And the guy's like, oh, all right. Well, you just have the one. He goes, no, I got another one. I don't know where she is either.
Oh, my God.
He's got like 5 kids. He kept rattling off a new relationship. And there's like... There's like 2 that are still in his life. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm not giving her money. I mean, it was so long ago. And, you know, I was just, it was all right that I was discharged. You know, I had a good time there and it was honorable, right? Is that honorable discharge, right?
There's 2 options.
Now, forgive me if my story is not as fine-tuned with the detail, but I am like my Italian mother who can't remember the end of a joke. Like, I am very sporadic with my memory and my hearing. But the highlight was all these kids, like 5, mm-hmm. with these women that he's not with. So okay. I look over at my 14-year-old and she's like, what? What do you mean he is a kid and the woman's asking him for money? What, Mom? I'm like, shh, I'll explain it later. Listen in on the story.
You guys are so bad. But shame on him for sporting out all of his faults.
Man. Yeah. He was saying it like it was, you know, like a flippant comment. Like, yeah, I got a kid. Yeah, now she wants my money.
Did he call the old lady?
I was discharged from, you know, it was one night. I don't know. It was nothing big. Wow. I didn't know that she was going to get pregnant. I was like, oh, my gosh.
You are.
I wanted to pull up a chair.
You're high on gossip. You're absolutely like in some other like altered state right now because it does this feel good?
There's a little guilt. But hey. The jury ruled it justified. They wanted to know.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!